Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, John Sullivan. Batting second. The left fielder, Paul Lehner. Batting third. The second baseman, Jerry Pretty. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Dick Kakos. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Stan Spence. Batting sixth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Jack Graham. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Andy Anderson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Ostrowski. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Joe Ostrowski. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The shortstop, Ray Boone. Batting third. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Lou Boudreau. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Bob Kennedy. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Heaton. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al Benton. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Al Benton. And now, play ball. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is called out on strikes. One out. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner hits a line drive into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick Kakos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kakos strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone bunts towards the mound. Ostrowski fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mitchell moves to second. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Mitchell moves to third. Boone moves to second. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a fly ball towards left. Lehner settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Lehner. Mitchell scores. Boone moves to third. It's 1-0, Indians. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a fly ball into right field. Kaká settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Boone scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 2-0, Indians. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a fly ball into center field. Spence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Graham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Graham hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gordon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Anderson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Anderson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Benton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benton hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lawler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Andy Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Ostrowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ostrowski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 1 in the game. Sullivan is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Leaner throws the ball into Pretty, who tags Mitchell, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Boone strikes out. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 1 in the game. Vernon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Paul Leaner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leaner is 0 for 1 in the game. Leaner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Pretty hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Kakas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kakas is 0 for 1 in the game. Kakas hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gordon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0 for 1 in the game. Spence hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Doby hits a pop-up towards short. Anderson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Gordon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pretty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 1 in the game. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sullivan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 1 in the game. Kennedy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Boudreau moves to second. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. Hegan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Shermlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-1 in the game. Lawler strikes out. One out. Jack Graham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Graham is 0-for-1 in the game. Graham hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Indians. Andy Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Anderson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gordon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Ostrowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ostrowski is 0-for-1 in the game. Ostrowski hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mitchell. Ostrowski reaches second base with a double. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-2 in the game. Sullivan is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns 1. The Indians will come to bat. Al Benton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benton is 0-for-1 in the game. Benton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Mitchell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kakas. Mitchell reaches second base with a double. Benton moves to third. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Boone hits a pop-up towards short. Anderson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-2 in the game. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ostrowski fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Doby hits a pop-up towards short. Anderson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lehner bunts towards the mound. Benton fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pretty takes first base on ball 4. Lehner moves to second. Dick Kakas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kakas is 0-for-2 in the game. Kakas hits a pop-up towards short. Boone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0-for-2 in the game. Spence hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Benton fields it and throws to second for the out. Lehner moves to third. Two outs. Shermlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-2 in the game. Lawler hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Gordon hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Sullivan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Boudreaux hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sullivan fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Graham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Graham is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Graham hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andy Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0-for-2 in the game. Anderson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Boudreaux settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Ostrowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ostrowski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Ostrowski takes first base on ball 4. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-3 in the game. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-2 in the game. Hegan hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Leaner. Hegan reaches second base with a double. Tom Farrick now pitching. Al Benton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Benton bunts towards third. Sullivan fields it and throws to first for the out. Hegan moves to third. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. Mitchell hits a line drive into center field. Spence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hegan scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, Indians. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Boone hits a line drive towards third. Sullivan reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Paul Leaner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leaner is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Leaner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pretty hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Kakas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kakas is 0-for-3 in the game. Kakas hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns 1. The Indians will come to bat. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-3 in the game. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Graham scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Vernon for the out. One out. Larry Dobie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobie is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Dobie takes first base on ball 4. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Gordon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dobie moves to second. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Boudreau hits a pop-up towards first. Graham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0-for-3 in the game. Spence bunts towards the mound. Benton fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-3 in the game. Lawler hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Graham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Graham is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Graham hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 3, and St. Louis Browns, 1. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.